When I was 5 years old, I used to look at the radio and I wanted to be Arthur Godfrey and I wanted to be Red Barber, and later in life I would get to know them and have them be mentors to me. Early in my career, some people took me under their wings. I could tick them off. Arthur Godfrey was wonderful. He came down to Miami and Miami Beach and met me and listened to me on the radio, and he put me on his show as a co-host for a week, and he had me do the interviews. He would just relax and say, "Go ahead, Larry, you do it." And that gave me a great, it was a thrill, of course. It was also an inspiration to have this man that I admired so much as a broadcaster spurring me on to do it. With Red Barber, the great Dodger announcer, I got to work with Red. I would do the interviews, and he was doing sports on Channel 4, and he would throw the mic to me. I never forget just hearing him say, "Let's go to Larry," and that the thrill went through me. Jackie Gleason was terrific to me. He would call my radio show at night. He would visit my television show. He came on my show. He changed the set. An owner of a restaurant in Miami Beach, Charlie Bookbinder, took an interest in me and said, "Why don't you do a show at my restaurant?" And that's how I started doing interviews. He encouraged me. I think it's important for me to do the same. I think we use mentors all the time. They don't think they're mentors, but they are mentors. Maybe I'm a mentor to people. If people may watch me and want to do what I'm doing. I know that I've always tried to help people. People that I meet, young kids that are going into broadcasting, they can have my time, they can have my energy. If you get the opportunity to mentor, is the best thrill for you. You help the kid or the person you're working with. You get more out of it too.